Good morning. It's I don't know what it is. I think it's Tuesday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday, January 20th, 2015, 7:45 a.m. Chris Moody pointed out that the last couple files that I've put up, it's been 2015, but I said 2014, and old habits die hard. I have no idea what I'm saying half the time, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, January the 20th, 2015, Tuesday, 7:45 a.m., 28 degrees Fahrenheit here in Mile High Country. Not quite Mile High Country. 4,820 feet. So just 400 feet shy of a mile. It's still freaking cold. 28 degrees, and you know, 28 degrees is not terribly cold, but it feels it this morning. We've got precipitation. We had some precipitation overnight. There's a grapple everywhere. They particularly, I don't know, not completely unique, but it's an unusual form of snow that occurs in high country areas. Actually happens quite a lot here in Colorado. Not so much any place else I've ever lived. It's cold, my nose is running. I've been walking for a mile, I'm still cold. I got my long johns on. But I'm only wearing two layers on the top, so the coat is not exactly cutting it this morning. Just bopping along to Oingo Boingo and the Talking Heads and my Oingo Boingo channel. So where are we? I missed a couple of days. Sunday I was like, what? Sunday was just one of those days where it was like, holy crap. Yesterday should have been an easy walk day since I didn't have to take the kid to school, but also overslept. And then by the time I got things moving, I was up to my armpits and chores. I still got another chore to do today I've got to take. I may have to take, I may cancel the appointment. The van, the vehicle that I will be leaving with my wife while I go to Colorado Springs this weekend. Had a slack driver's side front tire. So I took it over to the shop and said, I don't know what's wrong with it. They put some air in it and they said, we can't take out it today. We'll be back tomorrow. So I've got an 11 o'clock appointment to take it over and have them look at it today. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Just because. Because. Overnight, it hasn't gone down any. It hasn't lost any air. It doesn't appear to be damaged in any way. So, we'll see what it looks like around 10, and I may just call and cancel the appointment. It's not like they're hungry for the business. They were backed up. They had cars double parked in their lot, waiting to get looked at, so the hour or so they'd spend on my car is probably time they could spend on something that they could actually fix. As opposed to spending an hour looking at it saying, well, this is wrong. Or we couldn't find anything, which is something different. In the writing front, progress yesterday. I made good progress on Zephyr's Call. I got halfway through the book. Very clean. A couple pages where there were multiple errors. But mostly very, very clean. I was pleasantly surprised how clean. So, yeah. Good. I should finish that today. If I can finish that today, do the markup tomorrow, do some markup language tomorrow, load the changes, and then get it uploaded. To CreateSpace and the various ebook purveyors. We should be good. We should be good to go. Rocking and rolling. So, good progress yesterday. It was a very productive day in terms of what needed to happen. Got my hair cut, had therapy, took care of the car, and still managed to get halfway through the first call. So, yeah, it was a good day. Sunday was a so-so day. I didn't really do much in terms of work. I did get the printer issue resolved. I was having trouble with the printer. New printhead came, didn't solve the problem. And I solved the problem by replacing the printer. The printer works now. It's a different printer, but the printer works now. So that's good. And I got an ink subscription so that when it starts to run out of ink, it will phone home and say, send some more ink. And it's really cheap. So I can live with that. Picked up my big hood, put it on the outside. I have I'm wearing two hoods. I've got a fleece one that tucks down into my jacket, and then I've got the one that's windproof that's on the jacket itself. That's making a big difference. So I'm building up a little heat, finally. Fingers are still frozen, but. Do we still have recording? We still have recording. So life is good. So the next big concern was whether or not the books are going to arrive in time to go to Colorado Springs on Thursday. It's about two and a half hours down. If I leave around 4, that puts me down there around 6:30, which is certainly time enough for dinner. And gives UPS a chance to get their act together. My books were actually shipped out of California last Friday. So I'm hoping that the big shipment of books will in fact arrive maybe tomorrow. They were scanned out of Kansas City yesterday. I haven't looked at the tracking number, but there's 4 shipments coming. And 3 of them have come to as far as Kansas City. I've got 10 copies of Owner's Share sitting in the bedroom, so I've got those. I've got about 2 copies of Half and Quarter. I don't know if I have a copy of Full or not. I'll have to see. I'll have to see how it goes. We'll see how many books I get in. I've got a few books to take down. I don't have the books that I want to take down yet. I was dumb. I should have ordered the early books last month when I had them done. As soon as I got Captain Share done, I should have ordered the first 5 as a group. and had them shipped in. But I really thought I was going to get ownership done. I could have them all shipped at once. And yeah, that turned out not so well. I also have a shipment of Ravenwood coming. And some extra quarter share. Now they're supposed to be here Thursday as well. That's the fourth shipment. Three shipments of the first shipment. Three different, what do you call them? Tracking numbers for the first order. Monk post. So I want some to donate to the literacy auction, and I want some to be able for Who Else Books to be able to sell a few. So, other than that little kerfuffle, I'm in pretty good shape. I got the hairs cut. I need to do a little more work on the beard. I've trimmed it a couple of times. I'll trim up the jawline here Thursday morning and do a little neck trim. Get it in good shape so that all the pictures will have a nicely formed beard, even if they've got me in the picture behind it, so. So I heard from my friend Brian Humphrey, who is not going to be able to make it, which is kind of too bad. He's got a kid having surgery on Friday. He'll need to stay home over the weekend to help care. So yeah, it's not going to be, Brian's not going to get a chance to go. I take my kid, except she's already missed half of the days she was allowed to miss this semester. And we're only the third week in, so I'm really loath to take her out of school. So yeah, progress is being made right here in River City. Only Tuesday. Two more days. Tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, I'll be in Colorado Springs. I'm going to take my netbook. I'm not going to take the big computers. Take the netbook. I'll take Hermit and a bunch of markers. A bunch of markers. Yeah, well, I'll take a marker. But I'll take Hermit and a bunch of post-it notes. And because I'll have Friday morning to work. I probably won't have a lot of time to work other than that, just because my schedule is relatively full. I'm pleased. I have a 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock interview with a guest of honor on Saturday morning. I've got two panels, plus the opening ceremonies and the ice cream social on Thursday night, Wednesday night. I'll get it right eventually. Friday night. Thursday night is dinner with the committee. Saturday has three, I think. Should be some interesting stuff. And then two on Sunday, and the closing ceremony is at 3. So I'll have to be there for that. And it'll be fun. It'll be the first time that I've gone as a guest of honor. So I'll be very interested to see if it has any effect whatsoever on sales. My hunch is no, not a lot. There's not going to be that many people there. We'll start with that. So I don't know what the potential could be there. Sell a few books, have a little fun, meet some people. And if we only sell a few books, I don't care. I'll probably sell more books online at Amazon than I will all weekend there, so. It's cool. But fun. I'm in it for the fun. I'm going to get down and have a grand time. That's my mission. That's my goal. Is to go and have a good time. Here I am, at the back gate. Phew. What'd I do? 37 minutes from Endomondo, that's cool. Exit, yes please. Where's my recorder? Here it is. 1954, so 20 minutes on the backside, that's not too bad. I've still got to get back into shape so I can get that down to 18 minutes more. Closer to 18 minutes anyway, but it's not going to happen this week. It's not going to happen while there's snow on the ground. That's pretty clear. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.